Blog Talk Radio.
Go!
Hello. Oh, this is Chuck Landington, and you're about to hear an all-new Metal Injection live cast. So summer is over, and you know what that means. Only woolen thongs for Noah until further notice. Sorry, boys. Here's the show.
No, it is all messed up.
I'm hearing like two different things. I did.
Oh, it's like a remix.
It's all messed up.
Rob, how did you? I mean,
what are you talking about?
Were you bothering Chuck while he was producing this? Hi, what's up?
Welcome to another edition of the Live Cast, everyone. We're so excited to be here.
Are we?
I think I'm the only one that's excited. Everyone else is having some technical difficulties.
No, I'm good.
Oh, 3G is good.
Everyone's touching each other right now.
I'm having a hard time understanding you.
There we go. All right. We're all here.
Was that something about woolen thongs?
Yeah. Because it's winter, so Noah has to switch the woolen thongs now.
Oh, that's good.
True. I only do it once a week.
Is it like a North Face kind of thong?
Noah? She doesn't.
Wait,
I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer for Noah. Yes.
I have a technical difficulty I have to deal with.
Noah's doing her job.
Doing her job.
I was trying to alert Noah to the fact that they were not hearing the show in the chat.
Okay.
Oh, well,
but I believe that they are now.
Oh, they are because I was going to restart the broadcast.
Ads as they usually do.
Oh.
Oh, we already have a caller.
Well, that was quick.
Is the call line up?
Let's
is
give the number it, out before taking the call, and then we can get some more callers on the line.
Let's do it.
Okay,
the number
now
is,
they should have volume, by the way. Sorry.
The number is 646-929-1357. Caller, you are on the air. What is your name, and where are you from?
This is Luke.
If you're breathing heavily right now into
yeah.
your phone... Listening to the live cast.
He just wanted a fap to us hearing him.
He's rough masturbating.
Please, say hello.
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 Hey, how's it going?
Sounds like the movie phone guy.
This is Luke, right?
Who is this?
Yep,
What's
yep.
your name?
Luke.
It's Luke.
Oh, hello, Luke.
It's Luke from Australia.
Oh. What's up, Luke from Australia?
All the way from Australia.
Not
how
long
are
long.
You?
I just got to go to school soon. So I'm going to win.
What time is it over there?
8 a.m.
Yeah.
Nice.
Crazy.
Awesome.
You should still be asleep.
Commitment. Yeah.
It's really going to get you nowhere, so.
Now, when does school start for you? Like, do you end up being late just because at some points were so entertaining that you just can't leave?
Right.
Let me answer that for you. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you ever hitch a ride to school in a kangaroo pouch?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, always. All the time.
Because you're Australian.
Do you ever cup and yell into a microphone?
I'd like to say that. I wasn't yelling, though. Gives my voice more presence.
I like it.
Do you have a platypus in your backyard?
Okay, all right.
I've always wanted to, I'm serious. I've always wanted to see it.
But isn't that New Zealand anyway? Is that Australia?
What, platypi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought platypus was Australian.
No, they're Australian. They're Australian.
Marsupials.
All right.
Or something.
Yep. No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. They are marsupials.
They're just saying random words.
No, they are marsupials.
Don't make fun of me. I know some stuff.
There's an old Australian stockman lying.
What is that, Luke?
Is that Luke?
This is Toy McKangaroo Downs.
Oh, dear. His mates all gathered around and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate.
Here's some silver chair.
What is this?
Feed all together now. It's the didgeridoo.
I'm your kangaroo down. I'm your kangaroo down. Spot.
Outback Jack used to come out
for
this
song.
It reminds me of Zubbly Zoo.
Oh my god.
Oh, I love Zubbly Zoo.
What?
It was like a children's show.
I didn't grow up here.
But it was with creepy adults dressed like animals.
Yeah. In Israel, it was Jubilee Jew.
Yeah.
Murder.
What's on your mind, Luke?
Well, I always wanted to hear Sid say murder live, so...
You got your wish.
There you go.
So, the things we do for you.
So what classes do you have today? Can't
well, first I got sport.
You have sport?
Yeah, that's just.
Now wait, hold on a second. So, are you in like high school or college or what?
Yep.
He's in a sports
high school.
High school. All right.
Yep.
So what do you got? So what do you play? A specific sport or yeah, just general?
Today they're going to make us do fitness testing.
Ugh, boring.
We don't know anything about that.
And then what else? What else you got? You got any science or math? You guys have math in Australia?
Yeah. Yep, I hate them though.
Cool. Is there a music class? Do you guys do?
Yeah, well, I did it for drums, but I stopped doing it.
Why is that?
Because I hate reading piano music. I think it's crap.
True.
I love this kid.
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject in school? Yeah. What's your favorite class?
Woodwork.
Woodwork.
I hate them all.
You just carve out, whittle yourself a boomerang.
I don't think he really hates everything. I think that's just what the Australian kind of mindset is.
You're saying that's an idiom? Like, when they say hate, it's like,
yeah.
I love school, but they just say
like
hate.
That, yeah, like that tone, that emotion is just an Australian one.
Hate is Australian for love. That's what it is. Show title.
Yeah,
it's,
totally.
So, like, what, do you go to an all-guys school, or any chicks there? Like, what's the status with that?
Oh, both.
Oh, man, that sucks. Is there, like, a sister?
Did he say boys or both?
They say boys or both.
I said both.
Oh,
both.
I still don't know what he said.
Yeah.
Both.
Spell it.
It's both. He said both.
All right. I think it's B-O-Y-T-H.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's your social life there?
Good.
He doesn't want to elaborate.
I think you guys have begun to corrupted me because, I always kind of talk a bit like you guys would on the show, and everyone's going, well, dude, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh.
Give us an example.
Like, what do you mean?
Did you say murder?
I said somebody going to get pregnant when two people were making out.
This is going by coastal, man.
You ever bring like a...
Can I get a live one of them?
Hold on. What were you saying, Luke?
Can I get a live somebody going to get pregnant?
Yeah.
Good.
Somebody going to get pregnant.
Now, we want something from... We want to hear you go murder.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Murder!
That was really good.
Actually, I got something better. I want you to say, this is Luke from Australia. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Murder!
Yeah, you got to do that. And then we'll play it in between songs. No.
G'day, mate. This is Luke from Australia, and you're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Murder!
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
fantastic. I like that it sounds a lot more classy when he's...
Yeah, you say you have such a charm to your to your voice.
Murder! It sounds so pleasant.
It's like Oliver Twist saying it.
If gangsters would say it that way, you wouldn't even be intimidated.
Murder!
I'm going to murder you, mate!
Do I really sound like that?
There's a very Steve Irwin quality to it. I liked it.
We're just very xenophobic, so that's all it
is. You don't like Xena? That was a great show.
I'm afraid of her. That's all it is. But Luke, is there like a metal scene? What part of Australia are you in?
Western Australia, Perth.
Oh, Perth. Okay.
Oh.
So is there like a scene? Are there other metalheads in your school or whatever?
No, I'm like really the only person that listens to metal. They listen to dubstep and all that shit.
Oh God!
Probably
they're like European, but
yeah.
Luke, do you know the band Robotosaurus?
No, sorry.
They're from right by you. You should check them out.
What about Alarum? Do you listen to Alarum?
No, but there was a good band that I saw the other day called Surrender.
Oh.
Huh.
How about the Luke? Do you listen to every single Australian band that we can name off Google? Do you listen to them?
Is Midnight Oil?
No, I listen to bands that I hear on the show.
Let's just name
it.
Were they Australian?
Natalie Imbruglia.
No, I listen to American bands.
Who sang that?
I hate Australian metal.
Men at Work.
Oh, that wasn't Men at Work. Fuck it.
Who can it be?
AC/DC? Have you ever heard of that? I think they were from
that guy married to Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah. Keith Urban.
That band that was from Antarctica, that one band, that's pretty close, right?
Guar.
That band that the guy in the research station started?
The thing?
Well, Luke, I think we got a got to let you go now. You got to go to class. You don't want to be late for your sports class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Don't fall off the bottom of the world, Luke.
Oh, wait.
All right. Sure.
Can James Hetfield say goodbye to me?
First, you have to answer this math question. What is 3 minus 2?
One.
Yeah!
Like a...
That was one of my favorite callers in a long time. That just felt good.
Yeah.
That felt all
no
around.
Yeah.
He like gets it, man.
Yeah.
He
I like
it.
How he improv the g'day, mate. You know.
No, we
he
didn't
knows.
Even know that.
Good day! Yeah. Good day!
I don't understand. Why does he say away? What's he saying? He's saying goodbye, and then he goes, away!
Like away with you.
Like, but it's not what he's saying in the song. That makes no sense to me.
I think he's just wailing.
He's just wailing.
He was supposed to put a lyric in there, but he never thought of anything.
No, it was before auto-tune.
It's like those Na-Na songs that he does on the demos. You ever hear those?
Yeah.
We should pull that up later. He goes, na-na-na-na, no-na-no, woo. If they write those before they write the lyrics.
Oh, are you just picking like the meter of the song?
Yeah. But they release it on all the singles. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious. It's like, na-na-na-na-na-no-no. No.
Yeah, I found the Memory Remains.
Oh, no.
That one's not as good.
Which
one? The Wherever I May Roam one is the best one.
Is there one for Fuel?
Maybe.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ooh! Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Okay, I got it. Loading.
It takes a little while to get into the lyrics, though, to fast forward it.
That's pretty
good.
Oh my god.
Well, it's probably pretty easy to take this back home and then him sit down and just fucking match words to it.
Yeah, no,
but why
sense,
even match? Like, why not just leave it like this? Do you think people really care that much?
Of course not.
But like, at a show, if he just did this, do you think any of those fucking boneheads would really even.
Does he have all the yes in there?
They would all be singing along. They'd be like,
great, he doesn't know the words either. Awesome.
And that's pretty much what Korn did with that one song.
Yeah.
That one song meaning every song they ever did?
Yes.
Yeah,
Boom.
Shankletown says, this sounds like Shlomo singing Metallica.
Well, it's weird if it's too with that song, Hey. Remember that one at all? It's just all Hey, but it's all like it could be words.
Okay.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
You won't hear a Megadeth song like this. Like,
yeah, no. Holy War.
Just sounds like Beavis.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut it. No.
Okay.
don't tread on his territory now.
Sorry.
Go for it.
It's done.
Do a duet. I don't
Once know. Again, I don't know. Our number is 646-929-1357. I don't think we mentioned that. This week, our music break is going to be 100% hip hop.
Yeah.
Going to be all hip hop,
and I wasn't included in the making of this playlist, but I looked it over. I mean, I added a couple, but I looked it over. Wow, is it great? You did a fantastic job.
I'll take all the credit.
I don't know why I was left out of this.
Because you're white.
Are
I
you
added
gonna
two
play,
songs.
Are you
Wait
play
a minute,
Tony,
Shankletown.
Tony.
Shankletown just said, "Can I request Mass Appeal by Gangstar?" Shankletown, that's already on the playlist.
Wow.
Bam.
Don't give it away.
Well, I just want to, you know.
I want every song to be a rich tapestry of surprise. All right,
fair. Well, the rest will be.
Take that song off.
Unless they call out the rest
of
the playlist somehow.
It's out of here.
Uh-huh.
We could start off with that one, I guess.
I can't wait for Len Steal My Sunshine.
Oh, dear God.
I can't wait for Boys to Men. I know Rob put it on there just for me.
No, Rob.
LMFAO.
Rob put on LFO.
No, LFO, yeah.
Abercrombie and Fitch. That's the one he put on.
No, LMFAO, they're hip hop.
Every day
I'm shuffling, right? That's hip-hop.
Shuffling.
LFO.
I'm saying LMFAO.
Yeah,
that new band. The one that also sings that song, Shot.
Yeah, they're kind of popular.
Someone
Everybody.
Took. You know that Every Day I'm Hot? They took that song and they put that with. Yeah, they put that with rerun from What's Happening Dancing.
That's all right.
It doesn't really play on the radio, but it's funny.
Wait, is Blondie Rapture on this list?
No.
That was the original rap song. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, the very first one.
According to Fab Five Freddy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's mentioned in it. It's famous.
Wait, what's this? Wait.
He's talking about you.
Stay supple. Everybody. The whole world.
Okay.
What is that?
What is this?
Too much dialogue here. There we go. LMFAO.
Is this what you... Why are you enjoying this, Rob?
Is this produced by Chromeo?
Rob just had an epileptic seizure trying to dance to this.
This is, I feel, a second-rate Chromeo. They're not nearly as good as Chromeo.
Rob is doing the worm right now.
I don't hear it.
While on mic, that's a challenge.
If you told me this was Chromeo, I would have no objection. I would have no idea if you know
right, because you don't have a refined ear like I do.
Right. I can't tell different types of manure
refined.
From each other.
Or the boob sweat because he just danced for 3 seconds.
Yeah, Rob came in today and his boobs were sweating. It was incredible.
Rob told me that he lost 9 pounds. Is that
correct? Yeah. Accurate.
Wow.
Because he got a haircut.
Dancing to
Alice?
Yeah,
because
I got a haircut.
Dick.
Shlomo thought it was funny. Oh, all right, this is too much.
I was just beating up the beat.
The Shlomo remix.
Keep that going. Just getting into it.
Cheeky
Iron Rock.
Doing here?
All over my penis and face.
Oh.
The breakdown.
My lifestyle determines my death style.
Here it comes.
Rob, stop taking the Tootsie Roll.
Oh.
Super Nintendo Chalmers.
What is that, the Carlton? This is great.
He's much more Russian than anyone else in the room. He genetically loves shitty dance music. He can't help it.
It's true. It's in my genes.
Well, he's only Russian, really. Actually, no, Sid's Russian. I forgot.
He actually wore a track jacket with Crocs here today.
Really? Is that true? I did wear Crocs here. I really did.
Put you two together, then.
But I was told I'm not allowed to wear Crocs in the studio, so I left them by the door.
Oh. I thought somebody told you just weren't allowed to wear Crocs. Pretty restrictive.
Yeah. I had to think that if I said that, I was.
I don't care because I wear the Crocs basically places where I don't care what anyone thinks of how I look.
Thanks a lot, man.
Unbelievable.
I think that's a compliment, isn't it? Because I know that we're comfortable with each other.
No, it means you don't care about
what
we
yourself.
Think.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, fine. Take it negatively if you want.
No, but you're kind of like a...
They're very comfortable.
Like a metal version of Mario Batali. Because he wears his Crocs everywhere, too.
Really?
Yeah, that's all true.
That's his thing.
But he also wears an apron and a skirt.
And a skirt?
Okay. Or his apron looks like a skirt.
Just in the front.
And a kilt underneath.
Her skirt looks like an apron.
It's funny, earlier today I was working on the Bland intro... And the original one was not about Noah and wool thongs. It was actually about Darren and his Crocs. But Rob was like, does anybody know that reference, though?
Yeah.
And now they do. So next week I'll use
week.
That.
Right. Perfect.
There we go.
Yes, without even trying. It just naturally happens.
I'll try to have some kind of incident between now and then with my Crocs.
Step in some puddles. Catch a cold.
Uh-oh.
Yananu.
Well, he didn't even write one word.
The yeah is in there. He already knows where the yeah. You know what it is? He writes the song around all the yeahs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is yeah. This is better than St. Anger, I have to say.
I would feel kind of embarrassed if I was him.
Why?
To have that out there.
Well, he put St. Anger out.
Yeah, that's true.
And they'll reach it, too.
But they release these as on singles as B-sides.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, it's just to make more money.
Did you hear that when James went, yeah, now, now, yeah.
This is hilarious.
Hey, Nana, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's singing to his grandma. Hey,
yeah.
Nana, bring me apple pie.
Whoa, whoa. So he even gets a adult sleep.
No, he doesn't
name the song. Right.
Yeah.
Can we play that, please? Because we talked over it. To the breakdown part.
You really.
This has to be a drop.
Wait, let's go back once more.
The breakdown.
Oh, that one. See, we nailed that one, dude. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah, this is better than the Lutalica thing.
Oh my god, that is so terrible.
Can we play
I'm
that?
Gonna pull that up.
I
right
actually
now.
Listened to that today. Finally, wow, oh,
this is the worst.
My boss.
Like, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
My boss told me. I guess he's on some radio message board, and some other radio station, like program director, said we played that the other day, and then our request show was just we'll play anything you request that's better than that song. It's like that must have been a pretty long fucking playlist.
Yeah, what couldn't fit that description?
They wanted as many people to call in as possible.
But it's like a combination of the worst thing Metallica ever did and the worst thing Lou Reed ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, me and Rob were talking about it. It sounds like literally Lou Reed is doing a shitty, shitty poetry slam. And then he's got a high school garage band behind him trying to keep up and do something.
But he sounds like he's not even into it.
No,
it sounds like he's half committed to it. You know?
It sounds like he's half drunk, too.
Ah,
he sounds like
nothing matches.
I am reading off a page. I don't know these guys. Why is there a psychiatrist in the room? Who is the one Puerto Rican guy with all these rednecks?
Well, Kurt Hammett looks a little Puerto Rican, to be fair.
So well, yeah, now he's got a tan, he's all buff and muscly now.
Yeah.
Murder!
Yeah, there it is. That was my request.
Yeah.
Sacred
boundaries.
Wait till James's part gets fixed.
Yana na 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 na.
I have no morals. I'm simply cheap and someone who despises.
The normalcy of heartbreak. Don't download this song, or we'll sue you in court.
Thankfully, most of the people that remember when Lou Reed had credibility are dead by now.
Yeah.
So this doesn't really upset too many.
It was very weird when I got here. They initiated me by making me kick a dog in the ribs. I didn't understand it, but I did it.
And in a coffin, your soul shaking. I want to have you doubting every meaning you've amassed.
Is there a chorus?
It smells like patchouli oil and cocaine in here.
This is him being mad right here.
He's mad.
Despises you.
Here it comes.
Oh, it really rocks now.
This is the point where I knew this was going to suck.
This is the point?
Well, they didn't have the whole song. They just had like a 30-second, but when SEO car kicks in, you're just like, okay, this is over.
I am the table.
What?
I am
the
root.
He's the root. They should have stayed. Roots are underground.
I got some gray hairs. Use it just for this. Hey, I could have written this. I am the root.
This is hurting me.
I am Lou Reed.
More like I was Lou Reed.
I really need the money. I'm not going on tour with Scotty, and though that's beneath me. That guy's like 4'11". I despise him. Despise him.
These drums, that drum fill was so shitty.
Hey, James, I can't see my lyric sheet. Could you carve my lyrics into the side of a mountain so I can read them?
Oh, wait, the chorus is coming back around.
I am the table. I want to hear I am the table.
Despise the table! Play ping pong on me!
Here it comes.
I am the table.
I am the root beer!
That's on the table.
You can decorate me with a nice vase!
Sounds like a terrible Rollins band song.
Yeah. I am a futon! Better use a coaster, because I have a table. I'm an umbrella stand. I am the carpet. No shoes on the carpet. Take off your crotch, Darren. You're tracking in mud. Get my kid on the table.
No crocs on the table!
No crocs on the table!
That's the episode title!
Yeah,
no! No crocs on the table.
And actively despises him! Bill Nye, the science guy! Why am I so angry? Metallica's really hip and cool, right? I haven't been around in 20 years.
That's totally what happens.
That's what happened.
No, no more, no.
I was saying that's what happened. I think that's honestly what happened with Ja Rule. Like, they wanted to do a song with a metal band or something, and they just said, who's cool? And no one in the room knew anyone
but
Metallica.
Everyone's heard of Metallica.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, all the black dudes in the room that produced Ja Rule were like, yeah, let's get Metallica.
Oh, yeah. Even my older sister said they played Enter Sandman at her, like, high school prom. You know, right. So, like, it definitely...
Yeah,
made its way around the world.
They're mainstream. Mm-hmm. But the funniest thing is that video when they're in the room, like, planning this song out, and Bob Rock is there. Did we ever play that? I don't know.
It's behind the scenes. You could, if you look it up on Battle of the
Oh, funny, because Bob's like, yeah, we got this one riff, and it's like ooh, gaga cha gaga. And they're like, nah, we don't like that. And then they play another riff, and he's like, oh, how about this one? Gaga, gaga, gaga. And like, no. And then they play this, and then all the dudes in the room start, like, grooving to it, like, oh man, yeah, I could see Jaws singing over this, yeah, this is tight.
This shitty Rage Against the Machine ripoff.
Yeah, listening to those guys' advice is what got Ja Rule locked up, so clearly.
Baby! I collaborate with everybody in the world. Yeah.
Where's Ashanti? Whatever happened to her?
Yeah. I killed her.
Not the Leah.
I buried her in my backyard, and Lou Reed wrote a song about it. Yeah.
And no one bought the single.
I am the table. Yeah.
James had his one line.
I didn't know the song was this long.
Taco Grinder said, I want to hear
Cannibal Corpse and BB King. How'd you hear that? I want to hear that.
Does that exist?
I don't think they made it.
You mean as a mashup, like not like they really played together.
Probably not. Are you looking it up right now, Rob? Is that what's going on?
I think he was making a joke. But I want to hear Cannibal Corpse and Lou Reed, though.
Yeah.
Because it would drown out his shitty poetry slam.
Well, he didn't. The lyrics are from, like, some play or something, right?
It's, I don't know.
I don't think any of them wrote those lyrics. I think that's, like, they're reciting, like, something from...
This song is a special dedication
to BB King.
To all the women out there tonight.
The love song.
You know what it is, don't you, huh?
For the night?
Fuck with a noise.
A noise. Where's the O in that word? Tell me, please.
Where's BB
King? It actively despises you. I have a fire that
burns.
I
have
burns.
A table.
Wait, BB King jamming with them, or why are we listening?
Oh, Lou Reed is jamming with them.
Oh.
And actively despises him.
He sounds like Neil Hamburger to me.
Yeah.
Why did Courtney Love actively despise Kurt Cobain?
He does. He sounds exactly like Neil Hamburger. Boy, that was depressing.
Yes.
That might have been the most depressing
comment. I am the table!
Yeah!
I am your comfy chair!
No, that doesn't sound like a comfy chair.
Oh.
I am a comfy chair.
That was Load.
I
of a grandfather clock.
Is that better?
Hey, that works.
I am your liquor cabinet.
You go for a chaise lounge or something?
Bismarcky and Behemoth. That's something I'd want to hear.
Oh, so does the computer.
They like
I agree with Bismarcky and Behemoth. Once again, I'd like to remind everyone that our phone number here in the studio is 646-929-1357.
I am the phone.
Oh, another thing we wanted to talk about, something me and Sean were talking about online, was this band.
Testicles? Oh, yeah.
Tons of gay sex.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Sean went to some Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco, sent us some photos.
I was a human urinal.
We're going to post that picture on our Facebook page, Sean.
That's fine.
Yeah, we definitely.
But you have to preface that it's from like a couple of years ago before I got any tattoos. That guy's a little clean.
It's makeup. It's makeup that you put on to cover the tattoo.
I am the maker.
But the other thing we were talking about was that it's the 20th anniversary of Nevermind by Nirvana.
Yeah.
How crazy that is.
That's kind of weird.
I feel old.
Well, it's almost 20 years since he got killed.
Yeah. 3 more years.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1994?
Yeah, April.
Think about if Kurt Cobain was still alive, how lame would he be? He would be so lame right now.
He would be like Metallica.
He would be
or
the
lamest. Foo Fighters.
Well, why? Eddie Vedder isn't especially lame. What's the difference?
But the music
Dave
they make
is Dave Grohl
lame? Well, no. As people, they're not lame, but the music that they're putting out
the
is definitely
The new Foo Fighters
lame.
Album's pretty good.
No, fuck off.
Have you heard it?
Yeah. No, I don't want to.
I think it's
I heard
their best
it was Walk
album.
On it? Is that
huh?
song Walk on it? Because that sucks. The video
remember.
Was fucking hilarious,
remember.
But the song sucks.
It's their best album since The Color and the Shape, I think.
Oh, okay. But I mean, like, in recent history, Foo Fighters and Pearl Jam's music has gone way down the
last Pearl Jam was actually also quite good.
I don't care.
I'm going to pull up their song.
I listened to Verses yesterday on the ride to work. It's still a fantastic album.
Well, it's old.
We can let the audience decide. This
Everything
is
better when told.
This is the Foo Fighters single. Here it is.
Why are you coming to
Oh, I love
it. Finally. Yeah. We haven't heard this in so long.
Well, it's brand new. It's a new Foo Fighters song. Play me like a
fool. Say Foo. She said Foo.
Love the soul clap.
Mm. Why you coming home? Oh.
This is on tonight's playlist.
Right now, you're hearing it.
This is more R&B, I would say, than rap.
Many of the artists in the playlist, though, have had their dicks smelled.
By her.
Yes.
Probably.
By Risque.
No, I'm just talking more, though, in general. Of that, like, it would. He'd probably still be a rad dude, but his music would definitely suffer.
Probably be lame.
But that's anybody.
Yep.
It's very hard 20 years later to still be musically relevant.
I don't know. You think?
Who give me some examples.
Alice
There's
Cooper.
Not many. Yeah.
Lou Reed.
Exactly. See, there's not many.
And actively despises you.
Oh, yeah, 20 years is a long time.
He sounds like the announcer from The Price is Right.
Fucking, we were just talking about this on Monday, that I feel like Converge is a band, you know, not anywhere near the size of the bands we're talking about, that is steadily getting better with each album. And I feel like that's something
How
that doesn't
long have
happen
been around?
Really. For a while, like what, since the early 90s? Like 92 or something?
Early?
Yeah, 93.
Hey, wait, I thought of someone that's still relevant. Falconer.
Oh, yeah.
And they will always be relevant.
When did they get together?
Last week.
In the 90s.
That first
in the
90s. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really? And when did they stop?
Oh, wow.
91?
No, they're still around. They just released an album.
Converge started in 90, so they've been, wow.
90. So, yeah, there you go. It's over 20 years. But, like, without fail, each album has progressively gotten better.
And Falconer started in 99.
Yeah.
Shankletown, 20 years equals one Dream Theater song.
Very true.
True.
Excellent comment.
But we were saying how he also found Nirvana and how that introduced us to the music that we like today.
Yeah.
What? I did not like Nirvana.
Yeah, no, no, it is not a Nirvana
fan. Barry loves Nirvana. Barry was like the president of the Nirvana fan club.
He used to make his own Nirvana shirt.
Friend Barry that has been
I used to make my own Clash t-shirt.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Little six-screen action, little iron-ons.
Oh, God, yeah. Went to Michael's, got the letters and everything. Two red stars go on the outside.
Oh, no, he would
Clash.
Just like get like an iron-on that you could put in a printer and put
it
in a photo.
Oh, so shitty it would come off in two washes.
Yeah.
It looks more punk rock that way.
And he was like such an avid collector
he
of
was,
Nirvana
like,
bootleg.
Prominent in the tape trading community.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he has every known recording, video and audio of Nirvana.
Still that neurotic about
now
no, he completed his collection. There's nothing.
No, I mean,
now
so
he's more
like,
that about Ted Leo.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
But here's the craziest thing I remember in college. He was telling me that his collection is so crazy that Pat Smear emailed him for footage of a show that he knew there was a table of, and Barry was like the only person.
What?
Are you kidding? Or
yeah.
Are you just telling him to try to sound cool?
No. Barry doesn't
care
about
that.
Oh,
yeah,
he
wouldn't do that. Once he tells you, hey, I'm in the Nirvana tape trading community.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. That's true.
It's a little off cause.
That's true.
So that was
Was he like more? You know him better than I do. Like, is he more of a hipster about that? Like, I don't like Nevermind. I mean,
no, he's not.
Okay,
not at all.
All right.
Well, Nevermind. I feel like if you're like a true Nirvana fan, Nevermind is like you acknowledge that it was good, but it's like the least listened to album now at this point, just because it's so.
But isn't it the best? I mean, it's one of those.
Oh,
rare,
it's the best.
I think it's the best.
Just pound for pound, like, you know, melodies and notes. Like, I feel like it probably is the best written, but, like...
I feel In Utero is the best one.
No.
I mean, like, actually musically written. I feel like that one's airtight, mm-hmm. but, like, I think Incesticide is my favorite, because it's more punk.
That's, like, just their, like, garage day. It's, like, a compilation. It's not really, like, an album.
But that's, I mean, I feel like each person has their own, like,
right.
you know, set... style they liked, whether it's Bleach where it's really messy or the punky one or like the really, you know, progressive one.
I think anyone
one
who says that Bleach is their favorite is just trying to be too cool for school.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, listen, everyone has their own way of thinking and mine is right, so that's
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
No,
there was the first band shirt I ever bought. Was that fucking Nirvana with the yellow smiley face on it. And on the back was like kitty petting, flower sniffing, baby kissing, corporate rock whores.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom made me put a piece of black electrical tape on the word whores.
So rock. So
little did she know.
Yeah, let you know.
Did
no
you
way
have
to
do
keep
it?
On away from
Wait,
whores.
So like when you go home, do you have to put a piece of electrical tape on your Swayze tattoo?
No, but I did.
I thought you were going to say, does he have to put a piece of electrical tape over his girlfriend? That would have been the funnier joke.
Over his mother.
That's just
trying to say.
Why don't you vet
everything?
Yeah, that's just mean.
Why don't you vet everything Rob says?
Though? Wouldn't that have been funnier?
It would have been funnier.
Thank
why
you.
Didn't you just say it?
Because you were talking.
Yeah, but then you could have said it right after.
I did.
Yeah.
Fight.
No,
fight,
you
said fight,
it differently.
Fight,
like director's
fight,
commentary.
Fight.
But there was a time that she'd come visit my apartment in Williamsburg at one point in time, and I had the Misfits poster, you know, with the bullet with JFK with his head getting blown off. And
murder.
I, good one, Noah. And I taped up a Chinese food menu over it. So she, she really likes JFK.
Really? Hey. She ever get a piece of that?
I hope so.
Maybe,
oh, like of his brain?
I think that's where I'm from. I think that's my real
father. You think you're of Kennedy stock?
Yeah.
You can get a piece of JFK on Craigslist. A few $100.
Just go to Dallas and scrape it off the sidewalk.
Oh, speaking of
that. That reminded me, I heard of a joke this week. What I told Sid already.
Oh, yeah.
what did Kermit the Frog say when Jim Henson died?
What?
Nothing.
Good one.
I understand the concept of the joke.
Hi-yo.
And I acknowledge her with some laughter.
You're a terrible person. How's Bonnie?
I didn't write the joke. Oh, it's Rob certainly didn't write it.
He laughed at it.
I did. I thought it was humorous.
Well, Rob told me a 9/11 joke.
Let's hear it.
I don't know.
I don't even remember it.
I don't remember it either. No, I don't. Honestly, I'll think about it during a break.
Never forget.
That was it.
I think it's time to take our little... Oh, we got a caller.
There's a lot of edicts in the chat room right now.
Little ASCII art.
Edict bunker?
There's an edict coming on some boobs there.
Who was that? Hello? Who do we have on the line here?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name and where are you from?
What do you want?
Yes.
Wait, who are you?
Really having a hard time understanding you.
Who are you?
I think it's Phil and
Sonny. Oh, hello, Phil and
Sonny. Hello, hello, dude.
Yeah, how would you like us to refer to you?
White man.
You heard me yet, white man.
It's a pretty good impression, I have to say.
Okay, Mr. White Man.
The greatest white man.
How can we help you?
I'd like to say, you know, Bill Clinton has always been that kind of media that doesn't shit on me as much as the blabbermouth and fucking metal hammer.
We don't shit on you as much. We just, like,
yeah.
Slight diarrhea.
And I'd just like to say, my door is always open to being Paul. If he's listening, my door is always open.
Do you live in a good part of town? You might want to, like, close it. You might get some robbers in there or something. I don't know. Might not be
robbers.
Safe.
Robbers.
Yeah, didn't you see the footage of Katrina?
Robbers, he means.
You might get burgled.
I'm going to burgle you.
They've got looters and shit and water.
Yeah. Okay, this is a good. Just say stuff.
Phil Anselmo, could you do a promo for the live cast? Say, this is Phil Anselmo, and you are listening to
good
the
day,
Metal
mate.
Injection.
This is Phil Anselmo.
No good day. No good day, yeah. This is Phil Anselmo. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast, white man. Go.
No, this is Phil Anselmo, the white man.
Okay, go.
You need to pay me first. I do none of that shit.
You sound like Herman
now. But, you know, since you're like the nice guys in the media and all that good stuff,
yeah,
I'll do it for you.
Yay! Go ahead.
This is Phil Anselmo, and you're listening to No Injection.
All right. Now let's
All right, thanks a lot.
I'll do it.
Phil Anselmo, everyone.
This is Phil Anselmo.
I'm just going to mimic him.
Yeah, there you go.
But not free.
The parody of a parody.
You
of
could
a parody.
Do a better Phil Anselmo
impersonation. I don't think mine is that good. That's why I've refrained from doing it on the show. It needs work.
You will call me the white man.
You'll call me white man or dude.
I think that's fine.
I fucked your girlfriend last night.
Rob just sounds like a drunk Sam Elliott.
He's not Mark.
You're listening. I'm the real Phil Anselmo.
I'm not like the Mark.
Screw you, but you sound like Herman Munster, man.
I like Darren's because, like, by the end, it's just like a hum. It's not even words. It just trails off.
No,
like,
no.
It's like James Hetfield singing.
Or like Tony Braxton.
Yeah. Goodbye. Oh, break my heart.
Wait. Phil, I have a question for you. How many of the Abbott brothers are still alive?
I'm not falling for that one again.
But I'm not falling for that one.
Yeah, he said
that one.
Got you, bitch.
Said one.
Sucker.
See you later, white man.
Sucker.
No, actually, Anselmo gave an interview to High Times yesterday.
No.
Yeah, after smoking a J. And it was actually a really fun interview.
He's sober
to,
now.
Well, sober, like, he doesn't do heroin.
Nope.
Baby steps. Yeah.
There's different levels of sober.
I'm just on methadone now.
He just smokes weed, and he says he drinks once in a while.
Oh, okay.
But no, it was a really, really fun interview because he was very laid back and relaxed. And, like, when he would go off on philosophical rants or whatever.
Philosophical?
Phil, pun very much intended.
I see what you did there. Murder!
It was kind of funny. The craziest thing was that, like, you know, since this was an interview with High Times, obviously he's interviewing him about his drug use. And he said that the first time he smoked weed was when he was 6 years old.
Yeah.
How crazy is it?
My mother made me wait till I was a good age.
How do you know it's true, though?
Why would Philip Anselmo
sound tougher? Tougher and
a whole lot more than
no,
about this when I release my auto fucking biography, which is coming. I'm going to work on that.
Penguin
as well.
Fucking books.
But there is a lot to do with when, you know, I was in.
So going to get that on my Kindle?
Chronic pain.
You won't get
it was
the illustration.
The only thing that controlled my mind, which controlled everything else. Dimebag was going through a lot of stuff at the end
of
Panther.
He was going through all my stuff. Like bullets.
No, the bullets were going through him.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
You are labeled.
Lead poisoning.
We need to let that soak in for a second.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Why? You like Dimebag?
Yeah.
You like Dimebag?
Bring him out here again so I can shoot him again.
You're a target. No one trusts you.
Wait, who's the target?
Dimebag. Dimebag's big, dumb, colorful
I
goatee.
Straight, and I was several times as straight as a motherfucker.
I was in Texas.
And he would come charging at me.
Yeah, like a fool.
Accusing.
Yeah.
And I can't blame him.
Yeah, can't blame him.
Fault. No, I do not blame him. In hindsight, I do the same thing to other people today.
Hold on. Are you talking about shooting people? What's the word? Yeah.
Well, no, you're still on that. He,
life, you know?
He was just talking about how he was trying to clean up and dime what
I
believe
in. Many fucking drug addicts. Since I've been clean, I've walked many a motherfucker clean in my house. No matter how many.
The craziest part.
Aaron!
What's funny? It's funny.
No,
okay.
It's not.
This is him talking about Vinnie Paul or
and
something like that.
I love the guy.
Fuck him.
I love the guy. And I would love to have the fucking opportunity to apologize the way I apologize to my family, to my best friends. And everybody for fucking losing my mind for a period of my life that I fucking regret to this second.
Definitely sane now.
I'd love to have that opportunity. But like I said,
email him.
Drink and go to a tit bar that he probably owns and be superficial. And that's sad.
That's my shit,
therapy don't come out of a whiskey bottle, Jack.
That's actually a pretty deep thing to say.
He watched his brother get murdered.
Seriously.
No one can blame him for being angry.
Certainly. How great would it have been if the interviewer right there was just like, boo fucking ho, and walked out.
Oh, get over it. Yeah.
Life goes on.
The wrong guy.
The only one such a faggot.
Guilt on the wrong guy.
Bummer!
And I'll tell you what.
That's my kid.
And I'll say this.
Wait, what? He watched his brother die?
No, but this part.
Wait, who's his brother?
This part is crazy. He's talking about meeting the cop that killed Dime's murderer and talking to him.
That happened?
Yeah.
Phil met him.
Blew this motherfucker who killed Dimebag. Blew him away. The guy who killed him.
Yeah.
And I asked him the hard question. I said,
I like when he drops it.
He sounds more of a parody than me doing it.
I asked him the hard question.
Most important. Just time back? He said yes. And I kind of choked up.
And I'm choking him down.
And I thought.
So you the guy that shot.
No, did he purposely shoot just Dimebag? He asked the cop, and the cop said yes.
And I asked him, can you get
some
weed?
Know? He was there.
Yeah, but the guy
shot his bodyguard,
just let him,
too.
Let him finish.
For sure, I knew what was going to come out of his mouth when I said, why? Why did he shoot Dimebag? He said they went back to his apartment, this murdering motherfucker. And he had notebooks stacked notebooks with all about writing how he was going to kill Pantera for ripping off his songs. Kill Pantera, Pantera. Not once in any of the motherfucking things did it name any of us specifically. And if it did, it was all four of us.
So did Anselmo just skim for his name? Is that what he's trying to say here?
So I said,
I don't even think that's really true.
The cop.
What you mean?
But I use Control F.
He scanned it in.
Control F and Silver.
What's not true?
I read the story was that he was pissed because Pantera broke up, not because they fucking stole his
song. Oh, that was the no. That was the original story. But then when they did further investigation, it wasn't. It was
he thought that they stole his song.
Yeah, that he came up with Pantera and everything. He's just he was out of his mind.
What if it was true?
Yeah.
Had it been me playing with Superjoint or Down that night, this motherfucker would have come after me, and he just said
so
absolutely. Matter of fact,
why is he turning everything about himself?
Crying,
that's
all
what
he
does.
Could do
that's
what
he
was
this is the interview.
Nod his head.
Dombag wasn't special. We were both the same. He just got unlucky that day. I'm better than him anyway. I should have been shot.
I didn't know it was a competition, Phil. Anyway, we have a caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Dimebag.
From the on the grid?
This is Spanky the Hippo.
Oh, Spanky the Hippo. What's up?
Nice to hear from you.
Nothing much.
How you doing?
I'd like to request pictures of Rob's face.
Why?
Creepiest thing ever.
That has to be a soundbite.
First of all, can I just I have to ask you. You're aware that his face is everywhere on the internet, right? Like he puts it on the internet everywhere.
Yeah, like, but I don't have enough. I've got like about 8.
There's like 30,000 pictures.
No. You posted in the forum that your like PlayStation portable wallpaper is
him.
My face, right?
Oh my lord.
That was you, right?
You're a sick man.
Yeah, that was me.
Actually, he thinks that you stole metal portable. Injection from him, man, so you better watch out.
You love the faces I make,
he
right?
wants pictures of your face for target practice.
Wait, yeah. Rob, you're Dimebag and Frank is Phil.
Stop making fun of my car.
So I got to ask you, all right, what is the genesis of your obsession with Rob?
My face.
I don't have an obsession with Rob. I just want to make a PSP theme.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
With all the icons being Rob's face.
Is the theme loneliness? I'd say probably obsessive. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so.
No offense. I mean, listen, we're all obsessed with something.
We're all obsessed with Rob.
In our own way.
One step away from shooting Rob outside the Dakota and to sign his fucking record.
I signed his record.
Oh,
wow, that sounded like a serious gun.
Well, that's like, how much would it take to get a Beatles reunion?
How much?
2 more bullets.
Yeah.
Hey! Oh, my goodness.
See, Sean doesn't discriminate. He hates old pop music, too. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Slow Mo China said he's a boot collector.
Slow Mo China, oh my God.
That's phenomenal.
I think on that note, we should go to the music.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Thank you for
calling fun of more
in.
People that got shot.
Thank you, Phil and Somo, for calling you.
If you want some photos of me, just go to my Facebook.
Was there anything else you wanted, or just pictures of Rob?
You
just
want
pictures
in public?
Of my face.
How many more pictures do you need of Rob?
Yes, Spanky, how many
I
more?
I need about 28 more.
Now, do you ever have your girlfriend wear a Rob mask when you guys have sex?
I'm still a virgin.
Oh, how old are you?
28.
Really? You're kidding, right?
Hold on to it forever.
Are you serious?
Because once you lose it, you won't get
it
back.
I'm not putting you down. Are you being serious or you're making a joke?
Smile, Rob.
No, I'm serious.
Wow. Do you think it has to do with the fact that you have
pictures of myself on your PlayStation Portable?
Maybe
that's
say,
turn up for girls?
As a constructive friend.
I don't think so.
No. That'll get more ladies.
Well, before we go to Brett, I just want to know, like, why do you feel that you're still a virgin at 28? Do you think
maybe he wants to wait till he gets married?
Is this true?
That's true.
Do
I'm assuming that you don't.
Why don't you just let him answer instead of talking?
Whoa. I was revising my
no,
statement.
Not
okay,
you.
Let's let him answer. Let's go.
Why?
By the way, check our Metal MI Livecast Twitter feed for a new Rob picture for you.
Yeah.
Or Facebook.
All right, now answer.
I just can't be bothered.
You can't be bothered? I understand.
I can't commit. I can't commit.
Commit to what?
One night stand, too long.
Yeah.
Really, you can't even commit to one night of having sex with a chick.
Well, that's assuming that the chick would fuck me.
Oh, so you're saying? So that's what I was getting at. So there's an issue where
shoot yourself down like that.
You feel like you can actually get some. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe because I don't try.
Well, there's always routes that were monetarily, you can get some ass.
Don't come on.
No,
come on.
Where do you live? Don't. I sense an accent. What? I can feel it in
Australia,
my bones.
No.
Yeah, Australia.
Yeah.
This is another Australian.
Yep. Are you like out in the outback where there's no women or like?
Where am I? Not really.
Yeah, they
light
walk
a lighter for them and they'll be amazed.
What part of Australia are you from?
Sydney.
Yeah, the Aborigines walk around with their tits out. Right?
Yeah, it's easy.
You can just walk right up.
Is that true? I thought that was like
you trip into some
African
pussy
tribes.
Over there. You walk around and just you feel them up. You have to clear some twigs and brush out of their crotch. But I mean, what a little effort. Is a little
no,
John hanging out at her age? She's probably willing to do whatever. She's got like one tit.
Here's a good question. What if a flash mob came out of nowhere and started having an orgy? Would you join, Spanky?
Maybe.
If you had the condoms.
I feel like at this point, if he's 28 and he's still a virgin, if I was him and I was going to lose it, I'd want it to be like special now. That I've waited this long, it's not going to be some
fucking...
Yeah, so
ranch,
it wouldn't
you know?
Be just to a regular Doritos bag. It would
yeah,
be
no, no,
a cool ranch.
Be a cooler
combo.
Ranch, at least.
And it would be one of those like large bags, not
no,
the
no, no,
99 cent.
Yeah,
bag.
It would be like one of those limited edition, like the one that tastes
the
like a hamburger.
Flavor. No,
yeah,
the taco
yeah, like
flavor.
Taco, like the late night food ones, you know.
I still go with the Aborigine thing. I think you
okay.
should
well,
go out into the brush.
Yeah. Or like a kangaroo carcass, something like in Crocodile Dundee.
Fuck the pouch.
Oh, here they come.
Another episode title. Just fuck the pouch.
Oh, there's some
Native Americans, man.
All you gotta do is you just gotta club one over.
Totally different tribal people.
Oh, sorry, am I being racially insensitive?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Give them the didgeridoo.
Like you know what song that was.
Yeah.
That was on McGruder Grind's first album.
Yeah.
That was...
So, good luck with that, Spanky.
I'm not done.
Oh,
have you? Sean brought up like going to a hooker. Have you considered that option? Not suggesting it. I'm just curious. Okay, I guess he hung up.
Oh no!
No,
something's going on.
Wait, hello.
Stop pressing buttons.
Yeah.
Whoa!
No,
he's still...
no!
He's still there.
He's still abort! Here. Abort!
Are you there, Spanky?
I am.
There we go.
So Darren asked.
I'm there.
Have you considered going to hookers?
Yeah. There.
Thank you.
Oh, someone's calling me.
Uh-oh.
All right, listen, Luke? You gotta go.
Is it a broad?
Yeah, gotta go.
I gotta ask
loaded.
You something.
Let's be honest.
I got one question before you go from the chat. How many women have you slept with plus one?
He's already gone.
Oh, he's gone.
The answer was one.
All right, let's take our music break. It's a music break at the top of the hour. This is an exclusive, or what I mean is exclusively
Boys
hip-hop.
To Men track?
No Boys to Men. We're going to start off with
Gangstar.
All rap, baby. No heavy metal. We'll do that next week again.
Is there a difference between hip-hop and rap?
Rap is a form of hip-hop. Hip-hop encapsulates
Is MC Light
well.
In that playlist? MC Light?
That's not a bad idea, but no.
Is it actually a rap?
Is there any wrecks and effects?
I guess it's more rap than
What about En Vogue?
Well, it is no Onyx? Is there any Onyx?
No.
Naughty by Nature?
Here we go. Here's Gangstar with Mass Appeal.
You down with OPP?
Shit, I break it. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders. Couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking poses, but I'm so real to them it's scary. But with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent, set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy. And you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe a soul you'd sell to have Mass Appeal. Oh yes, I'm greater than all MCs. When I breathe, give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating. Cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard and make them say that I'm God. Niggas
be pretending they're hardcore. Never know the meaning of. But I get props like a slogan, and no man could ever try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connect and complete mic record. No double checking vocal skill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survive mad fights. And for my peeps, I truly care. Cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have mass appeal. I've suffered setbacks, but now I'm making greenback. Just like baggy slacks, some crazy hip-hop. Check 1, 2, and you don't stop. Your head'll bop when I drop my crop of pure bomb. Just like the seashore, I'm calm and wild with my monotone style. Because I don't need gimmicks. Give me a fly beat, and I'm all in. Word is born, I go on and on. For you, it's tragic, I got magic like Ron's. So I'ma end this lecture, and I bet ya, those who kick dirt in due time, I'm gonna get ya. Cause I be kicking the rear while they be losing the race trying to chase mass appeal.
There is a whole second hour left to go. Let's return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here's the show.
First patient, pull out the skull, remove the cancer, breaking his back, chisel next for the answer. Supersonic, bionic, robot, voodoo power, equator X, my chance to flex skills on Ampex. With power meters and heaters, gauge antifreeze, octagon, oxygen, and aluminum intoxicants. More waste up, low blood cells in your face, react with 4 bombs and 6 fire missiles, armed with 7 rounds of space doodle pistols. You may not believe living on the Earth planet. My skin is green and silver, forehead looking mean. Astronauts get played, tough like a ukulele. As I move the rocket, overriding levels, nothing's aware, same data, same system. New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Now my helmet's on, you can't tell me I'm not in space with the National Guard, United States Enterprise. Diplomat of swing with aliens at my feet, coming down a rampart through beam on the street. Obsolete computes, compounds, and dead sounds. As I locate intricately independent economic bomb, I got save, restore, food. And Capsule D, my program is ability, far reaction in response to a no one. Identification code unidentified. I got cosmophonic, press a button, change my face. You recognize, so what? I turn invisible, make myself clear, reappear to you visual. Disappear again, zap like an android. Face the fact, I fly on planets every day. My nucleus prim, prepare, I return again. My 7XL is not yet invented. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.
Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.
Controlled by gamma light. Gamma light. Controlled by gamma light.
Ranger, contact 2, send them FedEx. I program 1 and go to Earth through the fax machine. My number 709-755-60L3, computer file 93. Digital level, standing on the terminal, upside down through polygons, fighting pentagons. Changing blue skin, my brown color's coming back. I'm psychedelic this time, coming rainbow. Look at the green lights and y'all see my brain glow. 5 colors, yellow, black, and red, and green, purple. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.
So much drama in the LBC. It's kinda hard being Chuck Bland. You all niggas are listening to the Metal Injection live cast. You heard?
Yeah. Motherfuckers better know. I'm a bad friend. Lock your windows, close your doors. If you small. Yeah. My man Imp left a tech and a 9 at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1-3, he be home the end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Motherfucking right. My pockets looking kinda tight. And I'm stressed. Yo, Biggie, let me get the vet. No need for that. Just grab the fucking gat. The first pocket that's fat, the tech is to his back. Word is born, I'ma smoke him. Yo, don't fake no move.
What?
Treat it like boxing. Stick and move. Stick and
nigga,
move.
You ain't got to explain shit. I've been robbing motherfuckers since the slave ship. With the same clip and the same 4-5. 2-point blank, a motherfucker sure to die. That's my word. Nigga even try to vote God. Have his mother sing it. It's so hard.
Yes, love. Love your fucking attitude. Because the nigga play pussy, that's the nigga that's getting screwed and bruised up from the pistol whipping. West on the neck from the necklace stripping. Then I'm dipping up the block and I'm robbing bitches too. Up the herring bones and bamboos. I wouldn't give a fuck if you're in error. Give me the baby ring and the number one mom pendant. I'm slamming niggas like Shaquille. Shit is real. When it's time to eat a meal, I rob and steal. Cause Mom Duke ain't giving me shit. So for the bread and butter, I leave niggas in the gutter. Where's the mother? I'm dangerous. Crazier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gap, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at? It's a stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me throw my clip up in your back and headpiece, the opposite of peace. Sending Mom Duke a wreath. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shit's is persistent. Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that before you get your grave dug from the main thug. 357 slug, and my nigga Biggie got an itchy one grip.
chamber, 32 in the clip. Motherfuckers better strip. Yeah, nigga, peel before you find out how Blue Steel feel. From the Beretta, putting all the holes in your sweater. The money getter, motherfuckers don't attach up. Rolex watches and colorful swatches. I'm digging in pockets, motherfuckers can't stop it. Man, niggas come through, I'm taking high two rings too. Bitches get screwed for the earrings and bangles. And when I rock her and drop her, I'm taking her door knockers. And if she's resistant, fuck her, fuck her, fuck her. So go get your man, bitch, he can get robbed too. Tell him Biggie took it, what the fuck he gonna do? I hope apologetic, or I'ma have to set it. And if I set it, the cocksucker won't forget it.
Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Give me the money, bitch.
Give me the loot. 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 Give me the loot.
Listen, all this walking is hurting my feet. Who money looks sweet?
Where?
In the Isuzu Jeep.
Man, I throw him in the fiend. You grab the fucking cream. And if he starts to scream, bomb, bomb, have a nice dream. Hold up, he got a fucking bitch in the car. Fur coats and diamonds. She thinks she a superstar.
Ooh, Biggie, let me jack her. I kick her in the back, hit her with the gas.
Hey, chill, shorty, let me do that. Just get the fucking car keys and cruise up the block. The bitch acts shot, getting shot on the spot.
Oh, shit, the cop.
Be cool, fool. They ain't gonna roll up. All they want is fucking donuts.
So why the fuck he keep looking?
I guess the kid is life cooking. I just came home. Ain't trying to see Central Booking. Oh, shit, now he looking in my face. You better haul ass, cause I ain't with no fucking chase. So lace up your boots, cause I'm about to shoot a true motherfucker going out for the loot.
Yelling Viva Fidel, jerking off with the sheets when I stay at hotels, drinking Bacardi at AA meetings, smoking the L. I'm broke as hell, my attitude is no good, like working for white people after watching Rosewood. So I'm a mercenary, I don't care how I get richer, like American companies that did business with Hitler. Get the picture, nigga? I'm the best of both worlds without the hidden camera and the 12-year-old girl. Let's face it, you're basic, you are and half the man that I am. I'll throw your gang sign up and then I'll spit on my hand. Give me $100,000, give me your watch, give me your chain. That's your girl, bitch, get over here, give me some brain. I'll bust off on her face and right after the segment she'll probably rub it in her pussy, try to get herself pregnant. I said it, I meant it. That's the way I deal with enemies, like pro-lifers that support the death penalty. And don't talk about war when niggas know that you puss, a fucking hypocrite, trap dodger like George Bush. Don't push me, nigga, cause I'm close to the edge, and I'll jump off with a rope that's wrapped around your head. Send a dead fetus to my ex on Valentine's Day. The safety's off, nigga, so get the fuck out my way. Obnoxious nigga, murderous lyrics, I know that you hear it. Now that I'm getting closer and closer, I know that you feel it. You eating off rap, and I hope you choke on your gimmick. Niggas said hip-hop was dead, but I'm invoking his spirit. We taking it back in the days of the golden age, when whack motherfuckers used to get thrown off stage. Immortal technique, I made this the bump in your ride, or burn it off the internet and bump it outside. Nigga, we keeping it live, we keeping it live, we keeping it live, we keeping it live. Burn it off the fucking internet and bump it outside.
Yeah, nigga.
Look, motherfucker, my words, damage and slaughter. A raging alcoholic like the president's daughter's. Disgusting flow like third world country tap water. But before I hit the border, someone give me a quarter, cause I'm a prank call, cop shot, just for kicks. Payback for every time that they called me a spick. And Puerto Rican chicks tell me that I fuck like I'm loco. And Dominican women call me the rompetoto. They call me ocioso. I'd rather get fired than quit. I get unemployment, you work, and we making the same shit. How dare you niggas criticize the way that I spit? You coffee shop revolutionary son of a bitch.
But you know what the fuck I think is just pathetic and gay? When niggas speculate what the fuck Pac would say. You don't know shit about a dead man's perspective, and talking shit'll get your neck bone disconnected, disrespected. Niggas don't show no love. Why you trying to be hardcore, you fucking homo thug? And don't be sensitive and angry at the shit that I wrote, cause if you can take a fucking dick, you can take a joke. I'll choke your friends in front of you to prove that you've fallen off, and you won't do shit about it, like the church during the Holocaust. Kalichnikov machine gun flow that I fire, obnoxious until they shoot me on the day I retire. Obnoxious nigga, murderous lyrics, I know that you hear it. Now that I'm getting closer and closer, I know that you feel it. You eating off rap, and I hope you choke on your gimmick. Niggas said hip-hop was dead, but I'm invoking a spirit. We taking it back in the days of the golden age, when whack motherfuckers used to get thrown off stage. Immortal technique, I made this the bump on your ride, or burn it off the internet and bump it outside. Nigga, we keeping it live, we keeping it live, we keeping it live, we keeping it live. Burn it off the fucking internet and bump it outside. Damn, homie, in high school I beat the shit out of you and your man, homie. Your girl wanna blow me and don't even know me. She lonely and she think you a phony. I'll take a piss on a development deal from Sony or Def Jam, cause you like all of the rest, man. This ain't a verse, this shit talk at the end of the song. And you can suck a dick if you think I ended it wrong. Fuck you and I'm gone. Peace to the stronghold, EO Dub, word of mouth. Forbidden chapters, Ayak niggas, wax pole, killing you slow. The plague, I'll murder a show, you don't even know. Yeah, foul play, nigga. Harlem. Woo!
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Keep listening to the Metal Injection live cast, you whack ass busters. Or I'll bust a robotic cap in your ass. Fools.
Ride.
Check me
ride,
out, y'all.
Ride.
Nasty Nas in your area. About to cause mass hysteria. Before blunt, I take out my front, then I start the front. Matter of fact, I'll be on a manhunt. You couldn't catch me in the streets without a ton of reaper. That's like Malcolm X catching a jungle fever. King poetic, too much flavor, I'm major. Atlanta ain't braver, I pull a number like a pager. Cause I'm an ace when I face the base. 40 side is the place that is giving me grace. Now wait, another dose, say you might be dead. And I'm a Nike head, I wear chains that excite the feds. It ain't a damn thing gonna change. I'm a performer, strange show the mic. Warmer was born the game. Now, why did you do it? You know you got the mad fat to it when you rhyme. It's half time.
Ride, ride, ride.
It's half time. Get the mic back. When I attack, there ain't an army that can strike back. So I react never calmly on a hype track. I set it off with my own rhyme. Cause I'm as ill as a convict who kills for phone time. I'm max like a sex, a flex like sex in your stereo sex. Nas a catch wreck. I used to hustle. Now all I do is relax and strive. When I was young, I was a fan of the Jackson 5. I drop jewels, wear jewels, hope to never run it. With more kicks than a baby in a mother's stomach. Nasty Nas has to rise, tis the rise. This is exercise till the microphone dies. Back in 83, I was an MC sparking. But I was too scared to grab the mics in the parks and kick my little raps. Cause I thought niggas wouldn't understand. And now in every jam, I'm the fucking man. I rap in front of more niggas than in the slave ship. I used to watch chips, now I load plot clips. I got to have it, I miss Mr. Magic. Versatile, my style switches like a faggot. But not bisexual, I'm an intellectual. A rap, I'm a professional, and that's no question, yo. These are the lyrics of the man, you can't never understand. Cause in the streets I'm well known like the number man. Am I in place with the bass and format? Explore rap, and tell me Nas ain't all that. And next time I rhyme, I'll be foul. Whenever I freestyle, I see trial. Niggas say I'm wow. I need a rhyme fighter's rhyme. Stay tuned, I assume the real rap comes at halftime.
Right, yeah, right.
afternoon, I kick half the tune. And in the darkness, I'm heartless like when an arc shit word to Marcus Garvey, a heartless Marcus. Cause when I blast a herb, that's my word. I be swaying them fast, doing this, that, and the third. But chill, Pastor Andre, and let's play. I bag bitches up at John Jay and hit a matinee. Putting hits on 5-0. Cause when it's my time to go, I wait for God with the full throat. And fighters can't come near. And you'll go to hell to the fell cop who shot Garcia. I won't plant seeds, don't need an extra mouth I can't feed. That's extra Philly change, more cash for damp weed. This goes out to Manhattan, the Allen of Staten. Brooklyn and Queens is living fat in the boogie down. Enough props, enough clout. Ill will, rest in peace, yo, I'm out.
Right, alright.
One, two, three into the foe. Phil Anselmo and Vinnie Paul are at your door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. And for the love of God, don't open the door for those coked up weirdos. The Metal Injection live cast returns. Now.
Wow, Chuck Blandington bringing it all together with the hip-hop and the metal.
Chuck was on point.
Oh, my
first.
God.
He's bringing the hip-hop. Man.
He's bringing the hot fire.
He's feeling it.
He's showing that he's not one-dimensional.
He was getting hard.
That was our hip-hop music break.
Well, he's made of metal. He's always hard. He's a robot.
I know.
Let's recap.
You just... I know. Like, yeah, don't tell me that. Like, I'm serious.
I do know.
Okay, I'm sorry, Noah. You know something.
Just one thing.
So you just heard Nas with Halftime. Right before that was Immortal Technique with Obnoxious.
You're DJing it like a white guy, and it sounds...
What? And then right before that was Immortal Technique with Obnoxious.
You got to be like Hot 97 and put a beat on. You got to beat. Get a generic hip-hop beat. Can you find one real quick?
No.
Right,
oh, wait. Hold on.
No, drop a beat.
Yeah.
Got it? I can't.
This will be worth it if we do this quick. It would have been so good to do that spontaneously. Just a bomb. No, that's like reggae.
Wait, this
man.
Is too.
Oh, God.
There we go. Okay, fine.
It was a little too dancy, but whatever.
But that was Nas with Half.
Yeah!
And right before that was Immortal Technique with Obnoxious. And before that, rest in peace. Up in the sky is the Notorious B.I.G. would give you the loop. Beep, beep.
This is Hot 97 WINJ, the home for classic hip-hop and R&B. You feel me?
Before that was Dr. Octagon, Doc Ock with Earth People.
Beep.
Hey, yo, they're saying in the chat room that you sound like Thor Shredstein, kid.
Thor Shredstein is a Hot 97 devoted gangster who opened the music break with Mass Appeal.
Beep. You really do anything for a buck, Thor.
Thor is here, repping for hip-hop and R&B all day and night on WINJ. Thor needs the case for the coat. Thor.
Oh, yeah.
That's R&B gangstars, rat-tat-tat,
yeah.
With the beat.
Yeah, okay, that was nice.
All right.
I enjoyed that.
What was that? I don't know, I haven't listened to it. Like,
all right.
Much better.
Coming up next.
My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. So what? I can't walk. My vagina ain't handicapped.
Murder! Oh, man.
Come on, Sid. Murder.
Come on. You know what? I was thinking
it's not your monkey.
It's got to be spontaneous a little bit.
During like that whole that whole music break, I had a flash.
I'm talking.
Oh my lord!
All right, I'm done.
What is that?
You're not done.
Okay, no, I'm done.
Yeah, you done? Sure, you're done.
For real.
I had a like a flashback to our old radio show because all we did was play rap. During the music
it's
break.
True. Well, and it's because
the shitty thing about our college radio station was the actual signal was not even like the campus. You couldn't even listen to it on campus, really. But we would get 4 hours a day on public access television.
Right.
So, like, there would be a community bulletin board telling you about, like, a shuffleboard game.
Or where to go if you have herpes.
Yeah.
At the clinic.
Yeah, and then, like, the audio would just be us making farts. Like, basically doing an early version of this show.
Yeah, like a PG-13 version.
Yeah. And so we just, since when the music break was on, we would just, like, go take a shit or whatever. We would just play hip-hop because we assumed that would get people channel flipping.
And it did.
So, yeah, just listen in, and then they would call in, and we would make fun of them.
But the problem was they would call in and go, like, y'all, I want to hear Jay-Z.
Can I make a shout-out?
I want to make a shout-out. Every, like, other caller was like, I want to make a shout-out to my kid in Brownsville, you know what I mean?
And we would always just be like, why
it's a comedy show.
Why don't you just call him?
Yeah.
Call him up and be like, hey.
Because I want 12 people to hear it, you know what I mean?
You want to be on the television.
We would just get, like, really, yeah, we would start getting philosophical with them, like, but everyone else listening doesn't know who this person you're shouting out is.
But
so.
They'd answer. They'd get into the debate with us, like this dumb argument, instead of just hanging up, you know?
Do you remember that guy Jason that used to call?
Yeah.
To complain?
That he's going to be on the next best of when we do that next time.
I can't wait.
Oh, awesome.
I got a bunch of stuff that Eric did, too, our friend Eric, the slightly slow guy that we loved. Was he on the last one? I can't
Murda.
Remember. I think I put one little thing up
in there. He used to say Murda, too.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it. Murda. He used to go, Murder. We had him say, oh, this is the best story about Eric. Oh, my God. All right, so we had did I tell this on the air before?
You have to start it from here.
I thought you knew what I was going to say. We had this shortcut machine. We didn't have a real board. We had a machine where you used to store.
You
did
it? Instant
replay.
A shortcut machine is a machine that will just play sound effects or
audio.
Right,
but we didn't have a board, though. So, like a shitty board, right? So
we had a shitty board.
Right. We didn't have iTunes or anything. We couldn't play sound effects like the way we do now. So,
right.
Everyone in the whole station had to share their clips in that machine. So we would get in there and we would record all this stuff. We caught all our stupid sketches and everything. And when we get there every week, they were erasing our shit and putting their own stupid bumpers on.
Yeah, you're listening to the four of the beat. The beat.
Yeah, murder. And they would go, murder, or whatever. And then, so we were like, fuck them, you know? So we were like pissed off, and to play a prank on them, we had Eric, our friend Eric, to re-record everything they said, but like in his voice.
Yeah, we deleted the bits that they had,
right.
And then saved new files with the same file. Our friend Eric saying the exact same thing that they did.
He goes, this is your boy, DJ Bethgate. I love big dicks and big fat penises and balls. You're listening to the Big Fat Gay DJ Bathgate Faggot Show. Murder! And we did like 12 of those.
Oh,
and
my God.
We littered their whole shortcut.
I totally forgot about that. We did used to do that.
All right, right now we have a caller. 425.
Hello?
What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, this is Slow Mo China.
Hey!
No!
Awesome! Slow Mo China, one of the most creative usernames in
ever.
The chat room ever.
In case
I've been
we have...
saving that one up for like 2 weeks, and I forgot to come in last week, so I was like, I got to remember this time.
You sound a little Jewy yourself, actually.
Where are you from?
I am actually a French Arab, but it's close enough, right?
Yeah, that's similar. That's a great...
Yeah, so I had to call in because I've been listening for a long time, and my goal was to get mentioned on the live cast, and I got mentioned, so I had to call in and, you know...
So you want to give yourself a shout out?
Yeah, exactly. I'm very I'm French, so there's lots of ego like that.
So wait, are you in France?
No. I'm in Seattle.
Close enough.
Yeah, well, I guess for you guys.
I
know, first time caller. I just want to say that you guys have a great show. It's really funny. It gets me through work because I'm bored most of the time, or you know, dissatisfied. So you guys are great.
Do you do technical support?
Rob.
No. I'm actually a software developer.
Close.
No, well, yeah, not really. I almost do. I mean, I should be a developer, but they have me do support half the time, which is why I listen to your show, because it's bullshit.
What should you be developing? What company do you work for? Give us specifics.
I work for a startup in Seattle that sells baby diapers.
Just for babies? Like, you wouldn't be able to send us
No,
them.
For adult men with fetishes.
Yeah,
yeah, well, for the guys nowadays, we'll do special orders, but...
Oh! What's going on?
The French national anthem. Oh. Stand and rise for this.
So is one of your parents French and one of your parents Arab?
Actually, ethnically, one of them is half French, half Arab, and the other one is Vietnamese. But they're both, they were born in France, though.
So. I see.
So
your family would make one awesome restaurant.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't cook, but yeah, they do. They do make an awesome restaurant.
He's like Rob's household, basically.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
There's no
minus
good
the boot face.
Cultures.
Minus the boot face. How dare you?
Guy knows all the memes.
How long have you been listening?
What's it been, like 6 months now? And I go back on the archives every day and pull out random episodes, and I just can't stop laughing. And I've been told at work to turn down my comedy albums before.
We're a comedy album.
No, he listens to Richard Pryor while listening to
Like, there's one episode in particular. For a week, I kept listening to the episode with Odorous, Fat Lizard, for like on looping because it was so funny. He was so drunk, and I really loved that episode. It's really great.
Good episode.
I got to tell you, that was the most awkward I've ever felt.
Because his penis was hanging out, like his real penis.
Well, I'm the only one that saw it.
Because the rest of us had the sense to look away.
That's really funny that someone is so weird that you have to say his penis was out. No, his real penis.
Yeah.
Real penis was out.
But the thing that really did not come across on the air, and I cannot stress this enough, is the smell of rubber that permeated from his body from wearing the...
Sweating alcohol.
But also wearing the same costume for years.
You think...
Washing it.
He just came from the show, though. I thought that was why he reeked of...
There was a bar night where he dressed up.
Well, all right, but he had it on.
Yeah, because he still had black makeup around his eyes.
Yeah. And
his penis.
Yeah.
We should have got a photo or something because he was a wreck. Like
I saw they posted pictures of the party before, and it's so funny. Look at him. He's so shit-faced. Yeah, that was great.
He broke a table.
Oh, no, I think he surfed down the stairs with the table and crashed into a bunch of people.
Yeah, the indestructible table got broken, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yes, he was a train wreck that day. But entertaining.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, great. That was a really good show.
Lightning.
Really great show.
What other shows do you like?
just you guys. Just you guys and Ken Pierce Metal Blog, too.
You're the one guy that likes Ken Pierce's
blog. I'm the one guy. If I don't show up, his stock is going to go serious. Tune in.
Besides Ken Pierce.
You should make sure to log on after midnight because you double his hits and then you might crash.
Chaz is a new visit after midnight.
You know, I've seen Ken Pierce at shows and he doesn't say hello to me.
Oh,
he
really?
Came up, at Evergrey, he came up to Frank and said hello to Frank and I was standing right there and he did not even say hello.
You think because of the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we did a great service then.
Yes, thank you so much.
Did he know you beforehand?
What?
He knew you
before.
He used to breathe on her, remember?
He used to try to kiss my neck all the time.
That was how this whole joke started.
Slomo, if you saw Noah at a show, would you try to breathe on her and kiss her neck?
That would be all right.
I would try to introduce myself just because I have long hair. I would see if that works.
Oh. And he has a job, Noah.
Wait, do you have...
He's a programmer.
Do you have big, gross, disgusting hands? Because she likes that.
Yeah, what's your hand situation?
That might be the deal breaker.
He's a hand model.
You have hairy hands. Well, he's French and Arab.
He has a French manicure.
And Vietnamese.
And I have a Jackson soloist, so maybe that'll get me in, too. I don't know.
What you can do is put your hand in the garbage disposal. Then she'll love
you. Will you love Noah a long time?
How old are you?
Oh, yeah, and I just wanted to say, I'm too old. I'm 24. But I wanted to say I discovered some great songs on your show, two very opposite songs. So my favorite album recently has been a Trap, Darker Handcraft, because you guys played that song, The Fact. It's a killer, killer album. But on the opposite end, there's this song I was so ashamed of buying.
Chromium.
Huh?
Chromium.
No. Okay, so it's a song for a month. I kept going on iTunes to listen to the one-minute preview, and every time I was like, oh, it's too gay, I can't buy it. But I ended up cracking. And then now it's like one of my workout songs. It's a Noah song, let's put it that way.
What is it?
I didn't hear what it was. He said it, but
Mountain Man?
No, I never said what. Yeah, Mountain Man.
I knew it. I was saying it. Yeah.
Is it really Mountain Man?
Yeah, it's Mountain Man. I pump weights to Mountain Man. It's really good for that.
You're welcome, Falconer.
Hey, we're recreating your gym experience. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, one, two, three, four, five. Oh,
good song.
Pump it up
on a Pilates ball.
That's how we get through the 10 agonizing hours of hiking where we got lost.
Said that on loop, that and Opeth.
Yeah, that, you know, on that last rep when it's super hard and the guy yells Mountain Man, and then you, like, get the energy to lift that bar up. Yeah, it's really, really good.
One more, baby. You had me trap them.
Yeah, exactly. And then the sax comes on next, and then, you know, like, it robs you of your energy.
I think that's awesome that you got into both Trap Them and Falconer from the Metal Injection live cast. I think that is the greatest thing ever.
Ever,
of all
better
time.
Than the cure for polio.
Yeah.
For right now, it is.
I don't have polio.
Yeah. Who the fuck has polio, Sid?
We went to college with a kid who had polio.
What?
Yeah.
You mean polio. He ate mozzarella cheese.
That was all of us.
He didn't get the memo to get the shot when he was
he
born.
He was like the one kid. He actually went to my high school, too, and he'd walk around all gimpy.
He was probably faking.
No,
like
I'm
the one guy with polio.
It didn't help him with the ladies. They're a kid with polio.
Michael J. Fox doesn't even really have Parkinson's. It's been cured. He just
to stick with Tracy Pollan.
He likes to shake around.
He's just a human.
Well, it's the only way he gets on any TV anymore, you know, so gotta
that's
do something.
Cool. He was on Curb Your Enthusiasm recently. Well, anyway.
Well,
thanks for calling in, Slow-Mo.
Yeah, thanks. Slow-Mo, please.
Do you want to give your actual name so your friends could hear you and be like, oh, I know that kid? Your nationality is so specific that they probably already know who you are.
When you replay this in your office, you could be like, look, it's me. I'm on.
Yeah, then they'll know I really don't work, so I think I have to keep that under wraps.
It's the French Arab. It's the guy who hit a dirty bomb out of a croissant.
Everyone in the office, the French Arab is listening to us instead of working. Warning, the French Arab is listening to us instead of working.
We sang a really terrible song about 9/11.
Yeah.
And he liked.
Oh, yeah, no. If I played that on speakerphone, the FBI would come get me. Dave Mustaine and his cronies, I'd be screwed.
Yeah. Let's blast that. Well, you must have heard that episode. This doesn't have
the offensive one.
Yeah, this doesn't have the line about fingering the daughters on here.
Yeah, it's original, man. Look.
Or blacks and Jews on the airplane. There it is.
We're going to just play the whole thing.
We need that silhouette where you see two faces of Sean at once.
Yeah.
I think you just said that right now.
No.
Never coming home to fondle his daughters on 9/11.
9/11.
Jews converting to be Christians on 9/11. Mommy's not stripping to pay off the bills on 9/11.
This is where I messed up. I was fucking crazy. I got lost.
Go to the car.
Yeah. Chorus!
9/11, 9/11, 9/11.
This is where I started singing the chorus.
Never forget.
This is when I knew we had a hit.
9/11, 9/11,
this is when I knew
9/11,
what I was going to say on the DVD commentary. I just
couldn't
wait.
Hell no! 9/11,
I was too emotional.
9/11,
I improv that hell no right there.
Never
it was not originally a
Jesus and God.
Jesus and God also not.
When Rob's microphone
Jesus
peaked.
And God.
I forgot about the Holy Ghost.
There's lots of blacks and Jews in those planes on 9/11.
Oh, this is going off the deep end.
Alex still out of a job on 9/11.
And that's where I was shitting.
Vinnie Paul ain't eating no pussy no more on 9/11. Dave Mustaine's dog still has broken ribs on 9/11.
All right, you can hear that full song on our new YouTube page, youtube.com/milivecast.
And we have a Facebook page, too, that people should
which is facebook.com/metalinjectionlivecast.
And today we started a Twitter account.
Which is twitter.com/milivecast.
We also have a Cracker Jack flipbook.
Which is crackerjackflipbook.com/milivecast.
Slow Mo China. Thank you for calling him.
Yes. Yeah. That
yeah,
was great.
Thanks.
You want to give him a math
thank
equation?
You for listening.
Yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
One.
One. So we have a 718 number.
Slow Mo.
It's not that long. Yeah.
718.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. What's your name and where you're from? Well, I know. Well, yeah.
Vale of Papaya. I'm in Virginia, originally from New York, though.
Oh, Vale of Papaya. Very nice. A reference, of course, to a Red Court interview from last year's Summer Slaughter, where they called the singer of Vale of Maya and said that he was in Vale of Papaya.
Right.
Yeah, that was a hilarious interview you guys did. Every cameo from, like, that All Shall Perish drummer and Terrence Hobb from Suffocation, that was pretty hilarious as well.
Thank you.
Sid should definitely.
Sid worked really hard on coordinating all of that.
Yeah,
that's true. Sid watched.
And he's not really coordinating.
To research all that music that I can't stand. It's tough.
So what's up, Vale of Papaya?
Not much. I actually had a suggestion. You guys should do like a music video for 9/11. Never Forget.
Oh my God, we totally should.
I don't want to put my face on it.
Yeah,
we can actually get locked up, right?
Well, you don't. Your face doesn't have to be on it. You could be like sitting on a cliff, looking towards the horizon. But we'll never see your face. Just be very atmospheric. Then it starts raining and shit like that.
Well, we have that listener who does the comics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do animation?
I feel like that's pretty intense.
We can do like a flash
big
animation.
Time.
We could just, he can make us a flip book and we'll just
film it.
Yeah, we'll
he can show Garrett Weinstein the challenge has been placed in front of you.
Where's another comic, man? I thought it was supposed to come like every 2 weeks.
Yeah, Rob.
What?
So you get in one, and then we're just like, ah, forget about it.
He did another one with Thor Schredstein being mentioned.
You fuck.
Look, the guy's a fan of me.
It's true.
And I happen to be on the live cast.
You'd probably love to have that theme of your faces, too.
Yeah.
How many comics does this guy post up every time?
Hmm.
He's only done like two, right?
Well, he has a whole site.
No,
Peanut Butter on the Brain.
Oh, yeah,
that's
two mentioning.
His
yeah.
comic book.
It's pbotb.com. The initials. So, Vale of Papaya, we will not do that music video because we don't want to be stabbed.
If you cut out the line of the blacks and Jews, I would make that music video.
I wouldn't want my face. You could be all you. You could lip sing the chorus.
We'll make Sean the star of the
sing
video.
The chorus.
Why don't you just wear like a fucking like a Phantom of the Opera mask?
You know what? Wear that Rob mask that you wore on the VJ Search episode that
the
we did.
The mask that looks exactly like me?
Yeah.
I don't know if that would work.
Just wear like those masks like the guys from Ghost wear. Or, I don't know, stormtrooper helmets. I don't know, some crazy shit like that.
I have a very simple idea for the video. In the neighborhood where Rob and I used to live, there was a church. And Noah, you actually lived near the...
They had wrestling there once, right?
Was it this church?
They
Maybe.
Have it like every couple
but
of months.
There was a statue in front of the church that was Jesus Christ kneeling, and in his arms were the Twin Towers.
No, that's not true.
It's true.
Yeah.
It exists.
Accurate.
What we need to
Please
do...
Please give me an
is,
address. So
and it's got spotlights
next.
On it, so it's illuminated at
yeah.
night. So right. what we do, set up a little stool.
Yeah.
You dress up like George Strait or something, you know, with the denim jeans, the white button-down, a cowboy hat.
I got that.
Acoustic guitar. You sit mm-hmm. down on the stool, mm-hmm. and you mouth all the lyrics with Jesus Christ and the Twin Towers in the background. That's the whole video.
That's fine.
Done.
I'll do this.
Now,
I'll
can I...
Wow, that...
Here, I don't understand the logic of Jesus holding. Like, didn't the fucking things collapse? Like,
it's the tackiest thing in the history of the
world.
Does
he have like a speech bubble that says "whoops"?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Even apart from it being tacky, let's ignore that for
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, I was on the candles.
Yeah, where was he? What the fuck?
I tripped.
It must be a reference to that Jesus statue in Brazil where he has his arms spread out. That's probably what he's trying to catch.
Oh.
So they're just like doing like a before
okay.
and after. I got it.
He's not that sure-handed.
Well, yeah. Did you see that big giant Jesus statue? I think it was like Oklahoma or Ohio, where it's like just from him from the chest up, and he's got his arms. That's really huge, and a tornado took it down.
Yeah, yeah. No. Worse. It was lightning struck.
Oh, lightning!
Oh,
really?
God.
Yep.
Oh, what the hell?
Lightning struck it. It burst into flames.
Oh man, they should have grounded Jesus.
For real. And then they go. And then they go, well, you know, if it was anything else, like a gay club, a porno store, it would be, God's punishing them. You know, it hits Jesus. They go, oh, well, you know, it's an accident.
Yeah. Damn weather.
Yeah. It's Obama's fault.
Yeah, auto-tune me, baby.
So why did you leave New York?
The weather.
Well, I was born and raised in New York. I lived in the Bronx by the George Washington Bridge. I did went to school in Pennsylvania.
True.
Oh, excuse me?
I said murder.
Daddy's from the Bronx. He's heard actual.
You have warrants? You left?
I went to school in Pennsylvania for 5 years, and then I just found a job at a law office here in Virginia. My brother lives down here, so that's why I'm here right now.
What do you do in the law office?
I'm not going to give out the name of the law office, but I find people that download porn.
Uh-oh.
Wow, really?
There, oh, wow. The picture has
oh,
been
we just
found.
Found the Jesus holding the Twin Towers sculpture.
I don't know if that's the same one.
No, I think it's him holding a giant magnet trying to figure out how they work.
Yeah,
that's the same one.
It just looks like a big 11, like they didn't put any detail in or anything.
Where's the smoke in the plane?
Oh.
No, it's before the crash. Come on.
And then Jesus got distracted by something, and then the planes came in. Jesus is like King Kong, like swatting planes away.
This is what Jesus got distracted by.
What? Oh. Romeo.
Oh, wait.
No.
My vagina.
All you got to do is Google Jesus Twin Towers, and there he is.
Oh, there he is.
That's not the one, Sydney?
I'm not. I feel like he's facing the other way in the one, but it might be. I'm
maybe
not
you
positive.
Were just positioned.
Listen, there's not necessarily only one sculpture of Jesus.
What link did this come from? It'll probably say where that picture
those
was.
Towers look like they were made out of Lego blocks or Jenga blocks or something.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus and God.
That was something else. So that's a good idea. We should shoot that George Strait video with Sean dressed up.
I'd do it. I don't give a shit. what's really going to happen? Nothing. Who cares? You know, if you can't laugh at it, then what the fuck?
See, I don't think there's anything that offensive to 9/11 except that one line about blacks and Jews that you said.
That's what I said. If we cut that line, I'd be more than happy to do the video.
Why did you say it then, if you want to cut
because
out?
Because I thought we were going to go along the theme of country western people.
I know exactly what he was saying.
And then instead they took a left turn to metal injection jokes, and I was like, you left me hanging on the blacks and Jews joke.
Right. Well, yeah, he was going with what would a country western guy say, you know, but taking it to the next level, like how they actually hate blacks and Jews and they're
right,
really rednecks. And
the moms strip to pay the bills, the dads finger to fondle their daughters and shit.
But
like,
it
real.
Just, yeah, evolved. Yeah. It evolved during the song.
But very quickly.
That's the message that's played backwards. Yeah. When you play the record, backwards and it says, fuck the niggers and the Jews.
Yeah. Well, or that. I don't know. Does it say
too
that?
Far. Too far. We didn't say that.
Well, he didn't. He didn't even.
Well, I did. Taking full responsibility for it.
When you play Sean's, any record made by Sean backwards, it says, I love black people.
It's true.
No, I'm just kidding.
And
I'm just kidding. He doesn't love black people.
Oh, that's sweet.
What you're trying to say?
I was defending Sean by making a joke.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Because everyone that's heard that song is like, whoa, the blacks and Jews. It's like, oh.
All right, Vale of Papaya, we have another caller.
All right, well, it was good talking to you guys.
Right. I know it was.
To you.
Yes, thank you for calling.
It always is good talking to us, isn't it?
All right, who else do we have here on the line? Hello, if you're on the phone, say hello.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
it's
who's
Lloyd
this?
Lindsay Young.
Who is this?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Hello.
Phil Anselmo.
Oh, Phil Anselmo
again.
He's here to shoot Sean in the face.
He's got a lot of free time.
What's up, Phil?
Who's cock?
You know, I was just going to let you know, you know, that our next Pantera album, before Dimebag died and we all split up, we were going to call the next album Metal Injection. Now,
I'm sorry. 80,000 USD.
All right, that was great. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
I was thinking of, you know, nobody likes any of the rest of us, so we're going to wheel Dimebag's corpse out onto the stage and, you know, have him just stand there. Oh.
Okay.
She's gone. She's gone. We have a few minutes left if you want to call us. Number is 646-929-1357.
I'd like to read something from the chat. Slomo China said, "Why are you killing the dime bang?"
Bang. So he wrote. That's awesome.
I'm reading the lines they give me.
7 years old, baby. He guitarist. He played the walk. He do everything that the fan want. He loved everybody. He have a wife. She nice lady. Her name the Rita. She not deserve to be widow. Fuck that shit. The wife no like it, Phil Anselmo. That's good judge of character.
That's Phil Anselmo. He's the white man.
He's a dude.
That murder motherfucker.
Piece of shit. No good motherfucker. Cheap Jew Russia.
If I was in that club, I would put him in the camel clutch. Nobody die.
Nobody die. Dime the bag number one. Phil and Selma, ha!
Say dime bang.
Dime a bang number one. Why are you killing the dime bag? 37 years old, baby. He like the Jaeger. He like the Jack Daniel. He has the pink beard. Dime a bang. Daryl is a good man. God bless his mother, God bless his father, but Phil Anselmo is no good piece of shit, no good motherfucker, worse than the Michael Jackson, but I respect him. Fuck the down! Bullshit!
That was a joke.
Oh, I missed the Sheik. Where's he been? How'd he get in here? Oh, Slomo China brought back the Corbett Baba. Corbett Baba. Someone said have the Sheik say murder.
Murder! Fuck the murder! Fuck the Nikolai Volkov!
My chest hurts.
Fuck the Dime-a-Bang!
Wait, no.
Rex Brown, he piece of shit.
Shit. No good money.
James Hetfield, why you kicking the dog of a David shit stain? That's no good. A dog, no. You're a man, or you're supposed to be a man, but you're not a man. You're a piece of fucking lowlife shit motherfucker. Why you kill Baby Cliff?
Baby
what?
Cliff.
What? Stupid bus driver. Why? You know why? Because he steal my fucking coke. That's why. And he driving the bus under the influence of the coke. And he hit the rock. And he drive off a cliff. And he drive onto a cliff. That's bullshit.
No good coach boss piece of shit.
Robert Trujillo. He is a Mexican. Better than nothing. Kirk Hammer. He is a fag. He is a dick-sucking motherfucker piece of shit. Metallica should kick him out, and they should hire the Eric Skullfuck, because he don't have a job. He hungry. Come on, do it, James. Do it, motherfucker.
Oh, God, it's 10 o'clock.
Wow.
How the fuck did that go on so long? Oh, here's an Oshinkletown.
Lou Reed is a piece of shit. He singing the song, but he not singing. He reading off a paper. That's bullshit. Nobody talked to him in 30 years. But Metallica haven't no friends. So they call him the Lou Reed. He's a piece of shit. He's shooting wise, you I beat the fuck out of Lou Reed. I'm the real
Trump won. Number one. I am the man with the 10-inch cock. Not like Lou Reed. He has little Vienna sausage. 3-inch cocktail weenie, motherfucker. Like the Nikolai. One time, I see the Nikolai changing in the locker room. He's hung like a mosquito bite.
She is out of control today, I think.
Cheap Jew Russia. Noah, you are a cheap Jew Russia.
I'm not
but
Russian.
But I like you.
Thank you.
You're wearing that little wife beater. Iron Sheik likes that. I'll give you my 10-inch cock. I'll show you who's the real chump one.
You're going to put her in the camel clutch?
Yes.
Make me humble.
Make her the humble.
Wait, wouldn't he be in her camel clutch?
Yes. Camel toe clutch.
But yeah. I don't respect that. You
I'm going to practice tribadism with the Iron Sheik.
Noah, I'm going to fuck you like I fuck the B. Brian Blair.
Okay. Well.
Salivating. Jesus Christ.
Put it away.
Shankle said, Lou Reed dick look like light switch. Bullshit. How do we know? Lou Reed might have a fucking trouser snake. We don't know that. It's funny, though.
Mm-hmm. For the sake of comedy, he does.
Sure. He sings like he has a tiny dick. Anyway.
Well, I'd like to thank all of our callers today.
Very much so.
Very good, Aurelia.
Luke, Spanky the Hippo from Australia.
Slomo China.
Slomo China. And Phil Anselmo.
I can't believe.
The legendary Philip Anselmo.
I got to throw one more in from the chat.
Papaya.
Why you not kill it, the Bob Rock? Then we don't have three terrible Metallica albums. You're a piece of shit. Killing the Daniel and not the Bob Rock. Fucking bullshit. All
right, go ahead. Thank everyone else.
Papaya.
That's really the only people I want. Oh, Vale of Papaya, yeah. It's true.
We have to not thank the guy, the motherfucker that killed Dimebag Darrell. Don't thank him.
Why?
Because he's a prick.
That murdering motherfucker.
How do you know? Have you met him?
Yes. No, that was wrong. He's a human being. All right, Sean?
Which guy?
Dimebag is.
No. And the guy that shot him, actually. But that doesn't matter. We don't care.
He is a crazy
Maybe
prick.
The guy just needs
shit.
A hug, man. And no one gave him that hug.
He kidded the Dimebag.
From now on, whenever I say dime bag, I'm going to say dime bang and
dime
see if
bang.
Anyone picks that up.
Dime bang, daddle.
I'm going to go to Jose's office. Jose, so are you thinking about dime bang today?
Dime bang.
Just think that you have a stuffy nose or something. Damn.
No. Well, I think if I say it enough times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It'll be funny to me.
Give you some Theraflu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'll say it right.
Join us next week for an all-new edition of the livecast. Same livecast time, same livecast station.
All right. Bye, everybody.
There's no station. That's just the website.
WINJ.
Almost blazing hip-hop and R&B.
Now this one dedicated to the man them call MacGyver. And no 007 James Bond spy man in Sunny area. Maximum respect to the man them call IQ. And no bus, no deuce, no drink. Wicked.